reading. My name is Eric Francis, here with a little bit of astrology for you. And the first day after another eventful, too exciting, too complicated Mercury retrograde, a deep one, worth mentioning at the outset that Mercury is stationing direct in these very days in your fifth solar house. That's Capricorn. Capricorn playing importantly into your astrology for the past good few years, since about 2008 and going forward to about 2023. So we're about halfway through with the transit of Mercury, Pluto, through your fellow Earth sign. And Mercury is conjunct Pluto right now, making a double conjunction. It retrograded into a conjunction with Pluto a few days ago, and now it is stationed direct and is about to move direct motion into a second conjunction with Pluto. And this means more than it might ordinarily, given that Mercury is the planet associated with your sign, and Pluto is a profoundly deep process wherever it goes, especially in Capricorn, as it seems to be in a seemingly endless process of getting ideas and things and concepts out of the way that don't belong there, that are obstructing us and that have in some ways been obstructing you. And there has been a kind of a long effort at liberation associated with Mercury moving, Pluto, moving through Capricorn, and now joined by Mercury, there is a kind of a raising of awareness about that process. And I would say that the action of Pluto has been to deepen your capacity for experience, whatever that experience might be. The fifth house in astrology is really an experiential place. It's where you might think of it as a teenager with the first privileges of adulthood, venturing out into the world, whether that's about getting a car or going away to school or whatever it is the teenagers might do. And yet with Capricorn there as a lifetime placement, speaking about your solar fifth if you're Virgo sun, or fifth by whole sign if you're Virgo rising, that can put a dampening on the experiences of youth, and it can illustrate a life that is lived in a serious manner. And I think most people know that the really serious kids typically tend to be the Earth sign children, though there's exceptions. Leo is one of them, but really Virgo children and Cap children are some of the most serious children that there is. And this is because, I think, we're illustrated by, you might say better than, since we don't really know what's causing all of this, illustrated by Capricorn on the fifth, a house associated with responsibilities, a house associated with adulthood, with tradition, and with the planet Saturn. And now Pluto is kind of clearing away all of that old and serious stuff. And it's not easy to have that happen, but the result is a more clear mode of expression and the ability to have more fun and a kind of a rejuvenation. So this would be by rights a time in life when you should be feeling pretty young. And you could think of Mercury in the fifth, your ruling planet, as a kind of a retrieval. You might think of it as a retrieval of something that you gave up or that was taken away from you as a child, and about the process of becoming aware of what it is that you really, really, truly want from life. I'll come back to the fifth house in a little while. I would like to begin with a discussion of the relational houses in your chart, where really most of the action is, those houses being, in your case, the fifth does count as a relational house, since there's a whole collaborative side to the fifth, whether it's artistic collaboration, romantic, or sexual collaboration. The sixth house is Aquarius, and that is meaningful for you, but a little bit less so than it might normally be. That's about work-related matters. What I'd like to really talk about, we'll come back to that as well when we talk about Saturn, but what I'd really like to talk about is the environmental houses, the ones that describe the environment in which you live and the environment of your relationships, and those are houses 7, marriage partner.